Well, now, once I found a genie in a bottle, and I said, "Genie, I heard stories about you, but I know how stories change and how the facts get rearranged. So I just wanted to ask you, can you make my dreams come true?" And he said, "Hey now, don't you think you maybe had too much to drink? Or someone slipped a Mickey in your tea? I mean, you're acting pretty queer just by believing that I'm here instead of in computers or guided missiles or TV." And I said, "Now, Genie, I come a long way from Missouri, and the stories say you've come a long way too. So don't try to make me think I ought to take you to a shrink. He'd only try to put me away too. Besides, you're not the kind of thing I'd make up with in my mind. I mean, no way am I gonna take the blame for you. So thanks for your suggestion. Now let's get back to that question about those things they say that you can do." And I said, "Now, Genie, I just ask you a simple question. I mean, you could only answer yes or no." And he said, "Asking you'll be given is the way I make my living. Do you have a last request that I should know? 'Cause I don't want to hear the first ones. They're the dumbest, and the worst ones come from people who think better's what they know. Oh, but sometimes near the end of someone's journey around the bend, they'll ask you something worth the magic show." And I said, "Come on now, Genie, if I uncork your little bottle, now will you make my dreams come true for me or not? Will you, huh? Oh, come on, pretty please." And he said, "I hate to tell you this, but take a look around you and tell me just what else you think you see. Dreams coming true is how your world is happening right now, or this conversation simply would not be. So leave my bottle on the shelf. Go be uncorked all by yourself. You really don't need any help from me." And I said, "Now, Genie, I think I'm just gonna smash your bloody little bottle. I don't like the way you're talking back to me." And he said, "I'd love it if you do. Then I'd be just as loose as you, and you'd have made a dream come true for me." And hey, slow down, he said, "now don't hurry off. Hey, you don't have to worry. You'd be my friend who made my dreams come true. And as your friend, just not your slave, I guarantee you'll be amazed almost as much as I am by you."